2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're taking you to a moment right now that's 1,400 miles away from Utah. We're going to Minnesota.
KSL's top national story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Where protests took place in Minneapolis last night over the death of a man named George Floyd. If you don't know his name yet, if you don't know his story, oh, you will. It has gone viral on the internet. If you missed how the story began, you've got to hear what has happened to George. And what sparked this protest that had police last night lobbing tear gas into the crowd. So George, it appears from the video, was handcuffed and had a cop's knee on the back of his neck for several minutes, begging to breathe. George is now dead. Connor Boyack is sitting in today for my co-host Dave Noriega. And Connor, what was your take when you first saw that video?
I was just amazed. If you try and find the full video, you see how long the officer's knee is on the guy's neck. And after he goes unconscious, passes out, faints, whatever, I think 3 or 4 full minutes passes where that knee is still applying pressure to the guy's neck. It was actually horrifying to see.
The moment I saw that happening, I thought, what in the world is going on in that officer's head? Let him up. Help that man. He's begging for your help. We're going to have an interview in just a moment with former chief of the Salt Lake City Police Department, Chris Burbank, and ask him all kinds of questions about this. We understand the FBI is investigating at face value. Is this a civil rights violation? And then the other question we want to ask and get into is, should this officer and the other officers on scene be charged with murder? The video emerged this week. Just really started to go viral yesterday of a police officer putting his knee on George Floyd's neck for several minutes. And I heard anywhere, Connor, initially from 5 to 8 minutes. So watching the entire video, I wanted to jump right into the scene and save this man myself.
Come on. Okay, breathe. Please, the knee of my neck.
I mean, let's set the scene for our listeners here, Connor. And George Floyd is appears to be handcuffed on his stomach. And then has a knee to the back of his neck. And it looks like he's getting his neck pressed into the ground. What did you see?
Well, keep in mind what led to this altercation. It wasn't that he assaulted anyone. He didn't brandish a weapon. It was alleged that he was involved in a forgery. We're talking, you know, a nonviolent crime, if in fact he was even guilty of it. They claimed he was resisting arrest. New footage has come out from the nearby business showing that may not actually be true, that he wasn't really resisting. And so it really brings to mind a whole lot of questions about excessive use of force and how these guys are going to be held accountable for leading to this person's death.
And it's certainly pretty clear that it wasn't just a couple of seconds that this went on. In fact, the family attorney, Benjamin Crump, came out and said it was a lot longer than what was initially reported. It could have been which was 5 to 8 minutes. It was, in fact, 9 minutes. Let's listen to him.
9 minutes on his neck. Just imagine, take a stopwatch and put 9 minutes and set the time on your cell phone.
Now, I'm not going to accuse attorneys of exaggerating here, Connor, but it did seem like it could be pretty close to 9 minutes.
Yeah, I watched the full video. It was at least several minutes. And again, after he's already unconscious and he's handcuffed, what's the point of continuing to apply that pressure on someone's neck?
So the question then becomes, what happens to the officer who was accused of doing this and the other officers who were on scene? Well, the mayor of Minneapolis swiftly came forward yesterday and said, they're fired.
And all I keep coming back to is that he should not have died. What we saw was horrible, completely and utterly messed up.
So, Connor, let's bring on former Salt Lake City Police Department Chief Chris Burbank. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, your first reaction when you saw this video surface yesterday?
No different than as you've described. It was horrible. There was absolutely no reason for this. This falls into the category of excessive force. Excuse me. And you're pleading with your video screen, please let him up. Please stop. There's absolutely no reason that indicated by the video for this action to take place.
Mr. Burbank, one question I've seen come up online, a lot of people sharing this video, is it's one thing to be upset with the officer doing this. It's another thing to see the other officers. You actually see one officer prominently in the video, and people on the side of the street are begging with the officer, get your knee off his neck, especially once he's unconscious. And the other officer that you can see in the video, and there's a couple others as well who are outside of frame, are not intervening with the officer. They're not saying, hey, dude, let up. Instead, they're blocking the people on the sidewalk who are like us, as you just point out, wanting to help. Come on, stop. He's instead, you know, keeping them at bay. Why is it, in your mind, you know, why aren't the fellow police officers stopping this type of excessive violence with a colleague when they see it being done?
Well, this goes back to kind of what I do now, is look at use of force situations and how can you prevent them. And one of the things that I think is most important is that we hold officers who take no action when they see wrongdoing going on by another officer. They take no action, so you need to hold them accountable. But then also, you need to train people, right? It is your job, your responsibility to interject yourself in these situations. And obviously, that didn't take place. You've got to give a lot of credit to the chief and to the mayor in Minneapolis for taking swift action and saying, no, this is inappropriate, and we're firing, we're terminating these people. So that is a big step when you look at this overall picture. How are we going to prevent this in the future? Well, we're going to hold people accountable for not doing things. Not only are we going to hold the people who take the action accountable, but those that stand by and do nothing, we're going to hold them accountable as well.
Well, Chief, as you well know, police officers are afforded and government employees are generally afforded due process. And there appears to have been no investigation to this point. Now, I'm not certainly taking the side of the officer, but let me play devil's advocate here. If he's not afforded due process and he's fired without a proper investigation, could he possibly sue to get his job back?
Oh, without a doubt. But, Debbie, I can't tell you how many times I was sued over the same sort of circumstances. It comes with the job. But still, what we need to look is systemically, this problem has not changed. Go back early in my career, it was Rodney King. Like, we've seen this over and over and over again throughout the last 30 years of law enforcement, going back even further, and we're not changing the outcome. So action like this needs to take place, and there are remedies if it's inappropriate. But given the circumstance of what you can see, I think there's more than enough cause to say this officer's actions and those inactions were inappropriate. They did not meet the standard. Now, there's two different standards that I think we often get confused, right? There's administrative standards. That is exactly the chief's purview and business. Right? He should not wait to see whether or not these individuals are guilty in court, which is a different standard. Right? Do they meet the expectations of, in this case, the Minneapolis Police Department and the chief of police? And obviously they did not. And that's
Mr.
where
Burbank,
we need to draw the line. Go ahead.
You just referenced you know, court. Is it your what are your thoughts, right? Because family members of this gentleman are now calling for the officers not merely to be fired as they have been, but for true accountability in their mind to happen, that they need to be arrested and possibly charged with murder. As you review the video, do you think what you saw warrants that type of charge against that one officer in particular, if not the others who were present as well?
Well, obviously different charges potentially apply. In circumstance for failing to take action and then the officer is applying action. And so you understand, pretty much across the country nationwide, the use of force by a police officer is evaluated as a crime every single time. And then they are justified because of that section under the law that allows a police officer to use the force necessary to protect themselves or another. And so that's the standard, but it is a homicide investigation until proven otherwise. And so absolutely the investigation needs to take place. Absolutely there needs to be accountability for these individuals. one of the unfortunate things that we have failed to do, which leaves society and especially the Black and Latino population of the United States lacking, is when they look and they do a comparison about individuals who are held accountable for very similar acts without any thought, and then officers who seem to go free for the same action.
Now,
and we need to reconcile that.
The family may want to sue, but as I'm sure you know, qualified immunity often kicks in, or usually kicks in, where it's very difficult for citizens to hold bad actors in the government accountable in the courts. The Supreme Court this week is reviewing, possibly taking up some cases to revise or undermine the existing system of qualified immunity that prevents individuals from suing their government. Do you think that if the officers are found to have done something wrong, should they be able to be protected by qualified immunity in this case?
Well, you have two different things. So when you talk the individual officers, right? No, they're accountable. You know, they should be accountable for their actions. It's part of what they signed up for. But absolutely, the government, the agency who employs those individuals, needs to be held accountable. And in fact, as opposed to being held accountable, what would be very unique is that they take responsibility for it.
Chief,
you know the officer's actions are wrong. You hold yourself accountable and you take responsibility in order to reconcile the situation.
Chief Burbank, I've got 30 seconds left. I've got to ask you this because I think a lot of people are probably wondering this. What we saw in that video of George Floyd, and by the way, if you're just jumping online or on the radio with us, you can see this video online. It's viral right now. George Floyd is dead. He appears to be the knee to the back of his neck by a Minneapolis police officer during an arrest. He was, again, appears to be handcuffed. But a lot of people are going to want to know when they look at this video, is this some sort of maneuver that cops are trained to do, or was this cop freelancing that?
No, this was horrible. Positional asphyxia is when somebody's held face down in a restricted position and they die for years and years and years. This goes back, you know, this was discovered early 90s, mid-90s, that this was a problem, and police officers had been trained and warned not to do this. And this individual is held in that position for an excessive amount of time, even though he continues to plead and say, I can't breathe. This is wholly irresponsible. And when we fail to humanize people, when we look at individuals simply as the act they may or may not have committed, whether earlier or at that moment, is when we fail as a society. And that's exactly what happened here. This is a failure of our society, a failure of our system, and a failure of that police officer to allow this person to breathe.
Chief Burbank, former chief of the Salt Lake City Police Department, Chris Burbank, thank you so much for joining us here on the Dave and Janovich Show. We're going to continue the conversation. My guest host, Connor Boyack. In-depth analysis, straight ahead. And we're asking you, weigh in. This is a major national controversy. Should that officer who had his knee to the back of George Floyd's neck be charged with murder? We're taking your phone call straight ahead, 801-575-TALK. We're going to give you our takes as well.
Dave and Dujanovic.